Blog Talk Radio.
you out of your own mind. You begin to shout in the atmosphere, God is changing my stuff. Open your mind.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. We honor you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're speaking to the atmosphere, God. Hallelujah. You caused it, Father God. The wind, Father God, to be calm, Lord. The seas to be calm, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor, God. We recognize you, Lord, as a supreme authority, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, that's not of you, I command right now. I shut it down by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I say glory, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you as we give you praise on today. Hallelujah, for you are in control. You are in control, God, of our destiny. God, you are in control of our purpose, Father God. For we submit unto you, Lord God. And we pray, Father, that you have your divine way right now, God, in the name of Jesus on this radio station. Hallelujah, as we're tuning in, as you're tuning in. Hallelujah, we give you glory, Father God. Touch every listener, God. Touch every person, God, that desires to call in, God, for prayer on today. Father, as they call in, 313-583-9739. Again, it's 313-583-9739. This is Prophetess V. Glory to God. I thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders. Hallelujah. Internet radio. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Thank God. Amen. For raising up. Hallelujah. A voice peace such as them on today and this hour in this season where it is much needed, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm just praying that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will have his way with me. Will speak, amen, divinely. For this day, amen, today is divinely ordered of God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And God's going to have his way, hallelujah, on this radio station on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen. Hallelujah again for you listening in. Amen. This show is what's grilling today. I said it is what's grilling today. Amen. And I am Prophetess V. I come to you, amen, humbly. Amen. Glory to God. Just asking the God to use me, amen, to whatever level, amen, that he sees fit. Amen. I give my life over to the Lord. I gave my life over to God back when I was in my 20s. Amen. That was a little while ago. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just, amen, it has really been a journey. for me, amen. But I'm going to tell y'all, people of God, on today, amen, only thing I've been trying to do is just keep my focus on God. Amen. I've been trying to keep, I ain't going to say try. Amen. I have been keeping my focus on the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. How many of you know, amen, sometimes, amen, it's kind of hard, amen, to walk this walk, amen, that God orders your footsteps, amen. But he is in control, amen. He is in control of our destiny, but God says, amen, he gives it in our hands to want to serve him. He can make us serve him. He has that power to do that, amen, but he wants you to come to him on your own. He don't want to force you, amen. The Holy Spirit don't want to force itself on you, amen, but it is, he's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, glory to God, and we He doesn't want to be forceful in no way. He, amen, he doesn't want to harm, bring harm to you in no way. Is loving, kind, amen. But I just thank God for what he is doing, amen. Do y'all hear me today, amen? God is truly good, amen. Even in the midst of everything that's going on in the world today, amen. Sometimes, amen, things may not happen the way you want them to happen, but I promise you, amen, that God will never leave you or forsake you. But people of God, it's time to open your mouths and decree and declare a thing, amen. You got to decree, amen, a thing in your life, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So shall it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Don't you, you know, listen, if you don't say nothing, amen, it ain't going to be nothing. Hear what I'm saying? You got to speak a Bible, amen. God spoke the world into existence, glory to God. So what makes us think that, amen, we can't speak nothing and it ain't going to happen? It's going to happen. We got to believe, amen, that God is who he is. Amen, really, really we got him. Some people, amen, just think that, you know, he's probably just this, you know, this thing, amen, since everybody's saying God Almighty, I'm going to say God Almighty, okay, amen, God Almighty. But listen, God wants to show himself real to you. God wants to show you that he is the supreme authority in your life, glory to God, that it is nothing that he cannot do. He can do all things but fail, children of God. I want you to listen to me on today, amen. I am excited. I am excited, amen. I am excited about what is going on, amen. There are some things, amen, that I may not have right now that I've been trusting God for years. I'm telling you, trusting God for years to do for me. And some things, amen, it may not be in front of me right now, but I tell you, because I know that I spoke it into existence years ago. I know that I sowed seed, amen, into it long years ago, amen. I know that I believed. I sowed tears, amen, hallelujah, of sadness, tears of joy, amen, tears. But I know, glory to God, that it is happening even now, glory to God. And I'm going to tell y'all, don't look at the situation and how it may seem in front of you, but just know that God is in control. Amen. If you can envision it, it can happen. If you can imagine it, it can happen. Glory to God. If you speak it, amen, it can formulate in the name of Jesus. I'm just talking to somebody that has kept their mouths closed. Amen. It's time to open up your mouth and speak by the authority of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know what to speak, ask God, amen. What, amen, Holy Spirit, you know me better than I know myself, amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for you. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to intercede for me, amen, right now, and even on this show for the hour. That the Holy Spirit, amen, that everything come out of my mouth will be led of God. Because you know what? It's some people that feel like they want to give up on today. But I'm coming to encourage you, amen. I've been feeling even today, y'all, just feeling like kind of like up and down, just up and down. But how many of you know you got to encourage yourself? You ain't got to wait for nobody to come and encourage you. You ain't got to wait, amen, for no prophet or prophetess to come and prophesy to you. Prophesy to yourself. Glory to God. You got that authority. I remember some weeks ago, I was saying that you are all ministers. We are all ministers in some kind of way. You may not have a platform, amen, in a church, on a pulpit, but you may be, your platform might be on the streets, walking the streets. Your platform might be, amen, driving your car and go park in a certain particular area and just sit there and pray for an hour. Glory to God. Don't you know God will honor that? What you do in secret, the Bible says, scripture says, what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. So you get in your car, ride around, amen, into some of these neighborhoods, amen, that's ran down, that's desolate, that's impoverished, and begin to speak life. Just begin to point your finger and speak life to formulate and come forth in the name of Jesus. Listen, people of God, if you have received Jesus Christ into your life, amen, you have the power of God living inside of you, amen. So you are a child of the King, glory to God. We are prince, princesses, kings, queens. Listen, we need to know, amen, that God is awaiting us, amen, to say something, to tell him. The scripture says that God will supply our every need. So God will give you the things, amen, that you need, amen, to live day by day, amen. If he take care of the fowls of the air, if he take care of the birds, if he take care of the fish, amen, he makes sure they're not starving, then what makes you think, amen, that God will not see to our needs? Glory to God. I'm talking to somebody today. I need you to listen, amen. I need you to touch your ears and, amen, say, speak to them ears and say for them ears to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking on today. Touch your heart, amen, and speak to their heart, amen, and speak to their heart to be healed, amen, in the name of Jesus completely, thoroughly, amen, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. I'm speaking to somebody on today. Amen. You may not even know, amen, what direction. Amen. You just, you know, amen, that you are in the will of God, but you don't know what is happening. You don't know what is going on. I'm telling you, amen, just stay on that path that God has you on. Glory to God. Amen. Because it is greater on the horizon for you. I've been speaking that ever since the day before, I believe, New Year's Day. It is greater on the horizon for you. It is greater on the horizon. There is things, amen. See, let me tell you something. God has blessings that's been held up. He waiting on you to get in position. Glory to God. He waiting on you to get connected with the right people. See, let me tell you something. I told somebody the other day, I say, when you connected with the right people, amen, you start seeing your life being blessed. I say, people can't hang out with me and not be blessed. Amen. I know my life is a blessing. I know I'm a blessing to other people. Amen. And people are blessing me as well. But you got to know who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't have people that done hung out with me for the day. And then at the end of the day, amen, when they went on, they was like, you know what, I just really been blessed today. I mean, I just been really getting blessed. I had my nieces hanging out with me last month. I went and picked them up and just kept them with me for the day. I took them for ice cream, took them for some smoothies, amen, just doing little things, amen, where it don't take no lot of money, because I didn't have no lot of money that day. But I just had them all in the car with me, glory to God, and then I took them somewhere, and we were sitting down talking, and then all of a sudden somebody came, blessed them all with about $20 a piece, and then at the end of the day, when I took them back home and dropped them off, they was like, Auntie, we just been blessed with you today. I mean, we were with you with no money in our pockets and came home. Now we just got a bunch of change. One of my nephews, amen, took a bag full of quarters and dimes and nickels, amen, and just gave it to them and told them to split it up. By the time they got done counting all their change, they all had $20 a piece. But I just want to tell you, amen, people of God, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Glory to God. It's the little things, amen. When you really look at the little things, amen, hallelujah, just get ready, amen, for God to just pour you out blessings, amen, that you will not have room enough to receive. Glory to God. I'm just excited. Like I said, people, God, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Glory to God. You made it, amen, into 2021. So be in expectation of something happening great for you in your life right now. Amen. I tell you, people of God, I didn't know, amen, God actually dropped a word, amen, about, I say, 4:55 today. God dropped the word in my spirit, amen, for the people. Because I was like, wow, Lord, I looked up. I didn't know, amen, that already, amen, it was the time that it was. I say, oh, my God, it's starting to do with the radio station. Let me get ready. Let me get prepared. So I didn't fast and all that this week. No, I didn't do none of that, okay? Amen. But I know, amen, that God is a loving God. God is a powerful God, amen. And as I said, he can do all things but fail, amen. So I know, amen, that God has a word. Amen, for you, you, and you, amen. God has a word for somebody that's going to tune into this show even on next week, amen. Glory to God. God has a word, amen, for somebody for next month. So just because a message goes forth on today don't mean that 3-4 weeks down the road, amen, you may have not been available, amen, to hear that show for that day. But God got that appointed time. Hallelujah, glory to God. I say hallelujah, glory to God. God got that appointed time, amen, when you are going to tune in, the day when you tune in, and it'll be right at that particular time that that word, amen, you needed to hear it, glory to God, because it is for you, amen. Now, listen, people, I want y'all to text somebody, call somebody, get your paper, get your pen, amen. Get ready, take some notes, amen, glory to God. I don't have a bunch of scriptures on today, amen. I'm just flowing by the anointing of God, amen. I'm just giving it to you the way God giving it to me, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. I want y'all to know that song, amen, it blessed my soul. God is changing your story. I listened to y'all. They didn't want by no mistake that that was chosen, amen, that that was the theme song for today, amen, because God is changing your story, glory to God. Ain't no more always me. Why come ain't I'm not being blessed? Why come it don't seem like nothing is happening for me? Let me tell you, everything is happening right now for you. You hear what I'm saying? Why? Because you in 2021. Amen. 2021, amen, here I come. Amen, that is a great year. Begin to decree and declare some things, amen, in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth because God is changing your story. Listen, I want you all to call in, amen, if you want prayer, amen, glory to God. I'm going to pray even as the Holy Spirit leads me. The majority of what I'm going to be doing today, amen, is praying, amen, glory to God. And I want you to call in, amen, if you have any prayer requests, call 313-583-9739. I'm going to repeat that. It is 313-583-9739. That is Kingdom Builders International broadcast radio phone number, amen. Call if you are in question about something. Maybe you want to know, amen, how can you get on the radio station, glory to God. Well, call that number, amen. Also, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And then also I want you all to give, amen, a blessing. So get that, amen, if you can throw your seed, amen, into the radio station, glory to God. I want you to call that number also, or I want you to send a email to kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. That's kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you some more information. Amen. Because we would love for you, amen, to sow seed, amen, into this great work that that they are doing. Glory to God. People of God, listen, this is What's Grilling Today with What's Grilling Today, amen, with Prophetess V. I used to do a show, amen, with Evangelist. It was What's Grilling Today with Beautiful You, amen. And she is a beautiful person. person. Amen. Hopefully she's listening. Amen. I want to say, be encouraged, woman of God, because God, amen, is doing some great things in your life. It's even happening right now. Amen. You're walking. Amen. I even see if she's on the phone or listening, amen, through internet or listening through television. I want you to know, amen, that God, amen, has something. Amen. I see you walking on some soft stuff. Soft. It's all up under the bottom of your feet, glory to God. I don't know what that means, but I tell you, people of God, amen, I was praying for some prophetess, Karen, today. Amen. I actually, it wasn't a prayer, but actually the Holy Spirit was using me, amen, to give confirmation to her on today, glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, you be being used, amen. You don't even know. The Holy Spirit be speaking to people through you, and you don't even know, amen, that you have been sent at that particular time, at that opportune time, amen, to speak, thus saith the Lord, a word, amen, to somebody. And you don't even know that what's coming out of your mouth is something that's helping that person right now. Glory to God. People, I want you to know, amen, we must have a stable mind. We must have a mental, amen, stability of our minds, or you're just going to be off balance, just off balance. I just want to give you, read the scripture, amen, to you. Amen, and I'm not going to be long today because I really want to pray as the Lord leads me. Glory to God. Lord, Holy Spirit, I want you to have your way. Amen, today. But, amen, reading this scripture, it's in Jeremiah. If you have your Bibles, amen, I want you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 52. I'm going to give you a second, amen, to turn to Jeremiah chapter 52 and verse 31, and it says, let's go to verse 32, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garment, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. Speaking of King of Jehoshaphat, King of Judah. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life. Glory to God. And people, as I read that, I just had gotten that it's a changing of the garment. Changing of the garment also is high time. He's setting down one and raising up another. It is time, amen, that the wealth of the wicked is transferred to the righteous. The wealth of the unjust is being transferred over to the just. Glory to God. I want you to know it is high time in God. I want you to know to get in that place of worship, to get into that prayer time, to get into that time of seeking God, laying out before God, because God is revealing some things, hidden things, things that's been down deep inside of you, things that, amen, that is getting ready to spring forth in you and bubble up and come forth, things that you did not know that was hidden in you is getting ready to be stirred up, glory to God. God is getting ready, amen, to set them down and to raise you up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I hear the siren going off. Glory to God. The siren is going off. Hallelujah. And that's just confirmation, amen, that what I am saying, amen, that God is truly, glory to God, doing what he said he is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God right now. Hallelujah. For he will send confirmation. Hallelujah. When I speak a word, amen, I be wrong, God. God, show me a sign. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Because it is happening right now. As you notice, I did not say it's getting ready to happen. I'm saying it is happening right now. to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is time, people of God. This is honor time. God is honoring the prayers, amen, of the saints. God is honoring the past prayers of your ancestors, glory to God. God is honoring your prayers, amen, of stuff that you done prayed in times past, amen. It is getting ready now. It is happening even now, amen. Everything is birthed in the spiritual to the natural. It is birthed from the spiritual, manifested into the natural, amen. And then it is seen, glory to God, with the naked eye. It is seen, glory to God. So get ready, amen. It is happening, people. It is happening. Amen. There is great on the horizon for you. God is changing your story as I see it, even right now. Amen. You might have been living, amen, beneath your means and whatnot. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, you might have been living in lack. You might have been living in lack and oh, my God, my mind just went blank. Glory to God. Not enough. Just not enough. Glory to God. But now, people of God, get ready, because you're about to have more than enough right now. I say right now. Change what you are saying. Change the way you are speaking. Glory to God. Change, amen, your mind, your mindset, the way, amen, that you have even been just accepting. You've just been accepting just any mediocre thing, just accepting anything. It is time, amen, you are king, priest, amen, glory to God, king, you are our children of the Most High God, amen. It is time for us, amen, now, amen, to think differently, glory to God. God doesn't want us to be in lack. He don't want us to be in lack, glory to God. He wants us to live in the fullness of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know God's been showing. I've been seeing the 333, the numbers 3, 3, and 3. God does things in by threes. Glory to God. You got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God does things by threes. Glory to God. So you just got to receive, amen, what God is doing. Hallelujah. People around you are being blessed, glory to God. People are being drawn to you, amen, because they see something different about you. They see, amen, there is something different in your life, amen, and you are just not just like a ordinary person. You're just not an ordinary person. It's something special about you. Something about special about your walk, your talk, amen. It's something special about the way, amen, that you do things, glory to God. Hallelujah. I say you're special. Amen. It's changing of the garments. Amen. Some of y'all, amen, might feel, amen, you've been called to ministry. You have been called to ministry, and you probably just haven't, you know, been ministering, haven't been out there praying and prophesying, evangelizing, amen, like you normally do, amen. But listen, people, this is the season, this is the time, amen. We got people out there, amen, they dying, they going to hell, they busting hell wide open. There is, amen, a word in your mouth. God has a word for them that only you are going to be able to bring to them. Because why? They not coming up in the churches, y'all. They don't want to come in the four walls, glory to God. They want to hear, amen. They want to see. They want to see something different, amen. People been going to church, amen. They ain't been seeing the power of God. It ain't nothing been happening, amen. Well, now it's time, amen. The healing anointing, amen, is about to hit, amen, right now. Glory to God. If you notice, I'm saying right now, amen. Revivals is breaking out. Right now, amen, because the people need it, glory to God. They need it. Their spirits is yearning. They've been crying out, glory to God. It's time, amen, to change the garment, put a changing of the garment, glory to God. It's time for us to worship, amen. It's high time now, people of God. We got to get into the place of worship. Let me tell y'all, some of y'all, amen, me and my friend, pastor, amen, friend of mine, we were talking on last night, we were on the phone and we were discussing how people are the young group of people, how, you know, they're smoking marijuana and whatnot, and it's like they this stuff is like some type of control substance or something in there where it's just controlling them. And if they don't have what they need, I'm just going to say if they don't get what they need, that fix or whatever, I'm just going to say because it is what it is. Once they get that stuff into their system, amen, they got to get it out, amen. You got to get that stuff out of you. And it's like they're not operating or they're not thinking right. They're doing stuff, amen, where it's senseless, it's not making no sense. Listen, that stuff is doing something. Look, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I'm praying, amen, for the children, for the youth, amen. We got to pray for the next generation of our children. They got to do better. They are the next leaders that are in getting ready to be in charge. Glory to God. How are we going to have them leading the world, amen, and they feel that they can't do nothing unless they smoke some weed? I can't do nothing unless I get up and smoke me something today. No. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Glory to God. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God is in you. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. If you put God first, amen, in your life, you can do all things through him. Glory to God. He will take care of you, bless you, amen, show you, amen, that you can do everything that you put your mind, set your mind to do. Some of y'all got inventions down inside of you. Some of you all got ideals, amen, that God want to use that. Start you a business, glory to God. I look around into communities, amen, and how they've just been, seem like just the devil has deciphered the spirit, just has just drained like a vampire spirit or something, just draining. I see people walking around like zombies. I be at the red light. I be seeing people walking with their cell phones crossing the street, ain't paying attention to the light. Something wrong with that, people. We got to pray. It is time to pray for the people to come up to where they need to be. Glory to God. Because why? It is high time. It is high time to worship our God. Hallelujah. It is high time right now. Amen. Because change is coming about. Glory to God. We got to be in the place, amen, where God, amen, is calling us to be. No more wasting time, people of God. It is a change of the garment. Glory to God. For God is raising one up. Now, he's setting one down and raising up another. Amen. For y'all that have sat in the back of the churches for years and years, just not wanting to be seen, amen. I'm sorry, but listen, you ain't no more sitting in the back. It's time to come to the front. I'm speaking to myself even now. When I be going to certain services, amen, sometimes I just don't even want to go to the front because I don't even be wanting to be seen. I be wishing I can just creep in, sit in the back, amen, nobody see me. I just get the word, get the message on today. Just what is the word? What the man of God got to say? Amen. What is the word for me today? I come in expectation. But I'm going to tell you, I try to be humble. Amen. Glory to God. Because the Bible says that as you be humble, God will exalt you in due time. Amen. You can't be boisterous, glory to God, and think that God, amen, is going to use you in a powerful way. See, my desire is for God to use me. I want to be used, amen. Amen, on the streets. I want to pray. I want to prophesy, amen, to the people, glory to God. And I'm about to get ready and pray even now. But I want you to know that this message today, it is high time. God is changing your story on today. I don't want you to say that you in lack, amen, no more. I want you to change what you're saying, glory to God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I want you not to talk down about yourself no more. I don't care if you ain't got a dime in your pocket. Amen. Listen, you still blessed and highly favored of God. And that's what I want you to say. I want you to say, I'm just going to talk to y'all. Amen. I'm going to talk you out to this hour. Amen. Till we close out. Glory to God. And then, amen, I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation that you give your life over to the Lord. Glory to God. Matter of fact, amen, even right now. Amen. I'm going to stop even right now because this is the most important part of this radio show. Amen. Is leading people to Christ. Well, you may say, you know what? I haven't been living the life. Amen. I've been partying, I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been doing this. Listen, let me tell you something. You can say all you want to, I ain't ready right now. You keep on saying that before you know it. Listen, you've been done fell into a rut, and you will probably feel you can't get up out of it. So why not just take the time right now? Why are you listening in at this message on this radio station? What's grilling today? This show. Prophetess V. That's me. I'm here to speak to you under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I want you to hear me on today, people of God. The Bible says if he be lifted up, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Trusting, amen, that every person that tunes in to What's Grilling Today through this radio station, Kingdom Builders International, listen, that you will give your life over to God. Hallelujah. Because he's been waiting. What you waiting on? It's time. It's time now. It's time to set down the toys. Listen, it's time to pick up on the things of God. Ain't you tired of being hurt, your heart being hurt? Some women going from man to man to man, thinking that it's a man that's going to soothe your heart. Ain't no man going to soothe your heart. Only person that can take care of that heart is God. Only person that can take care of you is Jesus. Man, let me tell you, the Bible tells you to trust no man. Don't put all your trust in man, because man will deceive you. Man will hurt you. Man will turn his back on you. But I know somebody that will never turn their back on you, and that's Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ himself. Glory to God. He will never leave you or forsake you, but he's always there with you. Why would you not want to serve that type of God? Why would you not want to serve a God, amen, that can take you, amen, from a state of just feeling hopeless, amen, to you be on 10 all of a sudden? Just a spirit of laughter, joy. Can't nobody do you like that. Can't nobody fill you, amen, with the Spirit of God. Man can't do that. Only God can do that, people of God. I know the time is getting near, glory to God, and I know I'm going to have to close out. I only got about 10 minutes, and I want to pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that this is the day that you will give your life to Christ. I'm going to pray, amen, for that person that's feeling hopeless, that, Father God, you will touch them where they stand, amen. You will touch that person that's laying in the bed, that person that's crying out, that's been crying in despair. Glory to God. God is there with you. He is right by your side. Only thing he's doing is waiting for you, amen, to give your life to him. And he's going to raise you up out that bed of affliction. I may be speaking to somebody that's in the hospital right now with COVID-19. Be healed. I speak to you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Come up out of that doggone bed right now. Stand on your feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And serve God. Thank you, Lord. I'm praying for that person that's looking, amen, for a job, and it's been hard for you. You've been struggling, glory to God. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Satan loose here in the name of Jesus. You leave them alone. I pray your strength in the Lord, glory to God. I pray, amen, for your mind to stay on Christ. Whatever's been bothering you, whatever's been heavy on your heavy burden, this heavy burden that's been on you, you loose them right now, devil. Take your hands off of them now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For they belong to Christ. I'm speaking to the backslider on today, that God is married to the backslider. You gave your life to Christ some time ago. Amen. Don't you know, amen, only thing you got to do is repent. Say this sinner's prayer. Amen. And give your life back over to God. Glory to God. Listen, are y'all ready? Amen. Are you ready to say the sinner's prayer? I want you to repeat, amen, after me. But amen. And it's amen. Hold on. It's three more people. Glory to God. That I have that I need to pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lack, spirit of lack, be gone. I speak for you to be gone. God told me, amen, some months ago. He said, I need you to begin to speak blessings over my people. I need you to get out there and begin to pray and prophesy over them. I want to use you as a voice piece. I want to give you a platform. I say, Lord, whatever. Amen. What do you want me to do? And for a whole month, amen, I was just like, Lord, what is it? What am I supposed to do? Do you want me to start a prayer line? What do you want me to do? Do you just want me to go out there, get back on them buses, jump on them buses and be prophesying? See, I'm a radical preacher. Glory to God. I do some stuff, amen, that don't make no sense at all. Because if God tell me to do it, boom, I'm doing it. Amen. I'm going to do it. I don't care, amen, what people say about me, because I love God. You hear what I'm saying? I love Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I love, amen, him. He is the Savior. Glory to God. He is that shining star. Glory to God. He is all, amen, that you need. On today, open your arms, amen, and cry out, amen, and ask him to come and fill you, glory to God. Come, ask him to fill that empty void in your life, because he sure will do it. He is ready to do it, but I'm telling you, he's just waiting on you. He's just waiting on you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Listen, I keep hearing, amen, in the spirit somebody saying, but I ain't been living right for the Lord. My life, I've been following the ways of the devil and this and that. Okay, simply stop. Stop following the ways of the devil then. Stop giving your body to the devil, letting him use you any kind of way, and give your life to Christ today. I just said the changing of the garment. I just said earlier today, it's high time, people. I just said, amen, today you got to get your mental stable. You cannot, amen, live a life being undisciplined. You got to get your mind right. You got to get the scriptures, glory to God. Next week I'll come. Let me make a note, amen, to myself. I got to come with some scriptures. But right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you to go Google scriptures on the mind. That's what you can do for right now. And then I'm making a note for myself to come with scriptures about strengthening your mind, glory to God, to help you. Listen, get in your prayer closet. If you don't have nothing but a little closet, go in and shut the door and just get there, sit down and pray. Stay in there for a long, start out with 10 minutes a day and then increase it daily. Go from 10 minutes to 15, and then the next day go from 15 to 30. And then before you know it, an hour then done went past, just like when I started the radio show at 5 o'clock. Amen, it's finna be 6 o'clock. That hour done went by real fast. I hope I'm helping somebody. Let your prayer life increase. Glory to God. Start out at least. I was speaking on fasting last week, the different ways of fasting. I was giving you that on last week. Well, start praying, opening your mouth, amen. You are unique, amen. God admires you, glory to God. He knows what's in you before you even know. So stop letting the enemy beat you up. I told you, I'm just here to talk to you today. I don't have, amen, no bunch of scriptures. I don't have no Bible stories on today, amen. I'm just here to encourage you, amen. As I lift up the name of Jesus, that he will draw all men, he's drawing you all on to him. He's drawing me continuously closer and closer and closer to him, amen. I just pray all through the night. I'm asleep, I'm praying, amen. I'm driving, I'm praying. Amen. I'm eating, I'm praying. I'm taking a shower, I'm praying. Amen. Doing whatever, I'm praying. Glory to God. We got to pray without ceasing, people of God. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give your life to Christ? You don't have the strength to save yourself.
I got 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 8 minutes, I think. And I'm going to talk to you about the importance. It is time. I got to do a funeral if they will allow me. It's God's will. Amen. But I got to do a funeral. And I promise you, if they choose me to be the one to bring this word or bring a word, I'm going to come with whatever God say to do. Glory to God.
Because guess what? I got to stand accountable before God. Glory to hallelujah.
I got to stand accountable. I want to be right with God. I want to be in line and in sync with his perfect will. Glory to God. So people, I'm praying for you. Amen. I'm praying for your hearts to be healed. Stop letting that woman hurt you. Stop letting her play you. Just because you got children by her, that don't mean, amen, she's supposed to treat you any kind of way. I don't know who I'm talking to. Amen. Maybe I'm talking to somebody that may hear this message, amen, in the next week or two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, listen. Hallelujah. I want you to stop where you are. And I want you to repeat this sinner's prayer. Stop letting the devil beat you up. Listen to me. Repeat this. Father God, I'm sorry for all my sins known and unknown. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I ask you to be Lord of my life, for I'm tired now, and I want to serve you, Jesus, the Son of the living God. You are now in control of my life, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. You need to stand right there and stop and give God the praise right now. Give him a sacrificial praise on today, glory to God. I just thank God, amen, for obedience. For obedience is better than sacrifice, people, amen. I want y'all to get ready. I want y'all to send me an email. I got some things I want to share with y'all, some deep things, amen. Are you ready, amen, to walk in abundance? I want you, if you're ready to walk in abundance, glory to God, I want you to send me an email, glory to God, to christianppt4153@gmail.com. Make sure that's a capital C, christianppt, that's P as in Paul, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, christianppt4153@gmail.com. Send me a email. I got something that I want to share with you, and it's going to bless you. Glory to God. I got information that I want to bless you with that's going to help your stability in your life. Amen. It's going to help your mental, to bring you to your mental to a stable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I wrestled with that for a long time because, amen, let me tell you, I tried to even commit suicide in my life before, but you know what? God wouldn't even allow me to do it. Why? Because there was purpose in me. Amen. It was purpose in me. Glory to God. I had to be on this radio station, amen, to lead somebody to Christ. Glory to God. I had to, amen, speak an encouraging word to you on today. Glory to God. Now, listen, y'all. I want y'all to be a blessing to this radio station. And I want you to go to Giveify. Amen. Glory to God. And to sow, amen, a seed. Or to pay, amen, at email Kingdom Builder International. @gmail.com. Let me make sure I got that right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope Kenny listening in. Kenny Adams, I hope you're listening in on today. Glory to God. I love you in Jesus' name. Shay, I hope you're listening in. I love you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, go to you. Hallelujah. Kingdom Builder International @gmail.com. Amen. K
KBDI. Amen. And again, amen, if you can go 313, call 583-9739. Again, it's 313-583-9739. Amen. Call in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Next week, amen, I'm going to have some scriptures for you. Amen. Glory to God. As the Lord leads me, amen. I want you all to tune in. Be a blessing to somebody. Listen, I hate to say, amen, someone came to me a while ago. It was quite a while ago and gave me this bad news that someone that they know, child, had committed suicide. Let me tell y'all something. You are going to be held accountable. You got access to something that you can turn around and bless somebody else with just by giving them a phone number to call in and hear a word. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got, there's somebody's life, amen. Don't you know that is credited to your account in heaven when you do something like that? Don't you know that God is going to bless you? Glory to God. Make sure, amen, that you pass that phone number on to somebody on next week. Call them up. Tell them, come on and listen in Monday at 5 o'clock. Listen to Prophetess Fee because she believes and hears from God. She believes, amen, in getting the word from God to share with the people of God. So listen, y'all, I'm getting ready to tune off. Amen. Glory to God. And pray that this message, amen, will and have touched you, have been a blessing to you. Glory to God. I love you, amen. I pray your strength in the Lord, amen. Let's get busy, y'all. Amen. It's a changing of the garment. We are in high time, great on the horizon for you. Contact me at that Gmail, Christian, PPT, 4153 at gmail.com. Only thing you got to do, amen, is put in that subject column, I'm ready to be blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you all for tuning in today, amen, to Kingdom Builders International Internet and TV Radio. Amen. Glory to God. We give you praise for they believe in being a blessing, amen, to you. Amen. I believe in being a blessing to you and hope that I have been a blessing to you. Amen. It's greater on the horizon, y'all. Amen. I'm listening. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Okay? Amen. I'm going all the way with Christ. What about you? Amen. Come on. Let's get on this train. Amen. Because, people, it is time, amen, to submit to the supreme authority. Let Jesus continue to be the head of your life. In Jesus' name, I love you. Look forward to you tuning in on next week. And again, this is Prophetess V with What's Grilling Today. I see you on next week. Love you.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.